You would take your Bibles and turn to 2 Kings chapter 11, and then take your song books and turn to page 541. Page 541. When you get there, you're going to remember the song, I hope, because we just sang it. We shall see the King someday. Isn't that a blessing to be able to have that knowledge? Not only the knowledge, but the faith. That because of our faith in Him, we can see the King someday. You know, when we were studying about David, king of Israel, and how on one occasion he took a little group of men that were faithful to him, and no doubt with broken heart, exited the city of Jerusalem for fear of his son Absalom and his group of armies taking his life and taking over as king of Israel. Remember, that's the same man that we mentioned a few weeks ago that got his hair hung in an oak or in a tree, and Joab shot some arrows in his heart. This is the man that David said, "Oh, Absalom, Absalom, my son, Absalom, would to God it had been me, not you." Joab just really roughed him up and reminded him, "What in the world are you thinking about? David, what do you mean? He was about to destroy your kingship, take over your kingdom." Remember, we talked a little bit tonight about Jehoshaphat and his connection with Ahab and Jezebel. And we made a reference to the Apostle Paul and how he admonished us in our day, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. But now take into consideration, you're talking about a descendant of Absalom. You're talking about a descendant of Absalom that is on the king, is king over Judah, has joined himself with the wicked king Ahab for financial reasons. Takes a daughter and allows that daughter to be married to his son who will be the next king. If it had been up to Athaliah, we could not sing this song, "We shall see the King someday." Couldn't sing that song. Wouldn't be in our songbook. Wouldn't be possible. Remember, if you will, we said when we started this study that the Bible was a book about God, sin, and redemption. And we have redemption because of God's Son leaving heaven and coming to this earth. And for the seed promised to be a reality, it had to come from the seed of David, the lineage of Judah. By the time Athaliah took over as king over Israel. Now, remember, if you will, Joab was her son. He was the king. Oh, there were some brothers around, but somehow they disappeared. They were assassinated. And if you read in 2 Kings chapter 11, that not only were the sons assassinated, but old Athaliah, she was a lovely woman, just like her mama. She got to thinking, well, I better kill my grandsons with them. So she went to gathering up all her grandchildren. And killing all her grandchildren so there would not be anyone. Not one child could there be that would interfere with her reigning as king over Israel. But there was a little family girl, little family member, that was connected with Jedidiah the priest. And they grabbed a little six-month-old baby by the name of Joash. And they took little Joash at 6 months old and his maid and hid little Joash in the temple for over 6 years. And when he becomes 7 years old, the priests divided the people out. He said, this group, you're going to watch this gate. You're going to watch that gate. You're going to watch that gate. You're going to be over the king. And every time he gets up and moves from one room to the other, you're going to follow him. And then they take the king in at 7 years old. They set him in a seat in the temple. Put the crown on his head and anoint him king of Israel, and they call for Athaliah. Say, Grandma, come down to the temple. I've got a surprise for you. And she walks into the temple, and Grandma sees her grandson sitting on the throne with the crown on his head. She knew. She knew it was over. And the high priest said, follow her on out. I don't want to kill her in the temple. I don't want her heathen blood in the temple, corrupt in the temple. Take her outside the city and slaughter her. Now that sounds, you're thinking, okay, that's good thing happened to a bad woman. That's not half of the bad. This was the last seed from David. It was little Joash. But then you ask the question in a Bible study, well, what's the difference between providence and a miracle? Providence was that little thing taking that little 6 months old baby and hiding that baby out for 6 years in the corners of the temple. And the high priest set him on the throne, crowning him, anointing him with oil. That was God's providence to keep the seed line open, so that God's son could one day come when everything was right.
Amen. Yep.
He would come to this earth down the cross of Calvary. Had Athaliah had her way, Jesus would have never come to this earth. Jesus would have never died on the cross of Calvary. And we could not sing the song, we shall see the King someday. Oh, what a beautiful change of events.
Thank you.
Oh yes, there were a lot of miracles performed during that time to keep the seed line alive. But on this occasion, it was God's providence that protected a little six-month-old baby.
Think about it.
From the sword of a mean, wicked grandmother that would have slaughtered him just like she slaughtered the rest of her grandchildren. All to keep her position as king over Israel. A beautiful message to share with people about what a magnificent God we worship. And the sacrifices that was made for redemption to be a reality. And oh, how we should remember and we should think. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We should really be considerate of who we befriend. We should be really concerned about where we spend our time and our talent and our energy. Because we're going to see the King someday. He could come back at any time. I know you've never been anywhere that you would be ashamed for the Lord to have come if He came back.
Mm.
To be involved in activities would make you ashamed for the Lord to come back at that particular time. We shall see the King someday.
Amen.
You're in the audience this evening and need the prayers of the congregation in any way. Why not take the opportunity as